In 2026, your biggest competitor might not be the CPA firm down the street. It might be silence. Because right now, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act just made 100% bonus depreciation permanent for your business clients, and most of them have no idea what that means for the equipment sitting in their warehouse. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and this is the Pod Bros Playbook. Today, we are talking about the biggest tax advantage your CPA firm can deliver in 2026, and why the firms that explain it first are building advisory revenue the rest of the year. Here's the headline. The OBBBA, signed into law last summer, restores 100% first-year bonus depreciation for qualified property and makes it permanent. Section 179 also jumped from $1 million to a $2.5 million annual deduction limit. For your construction clients, your medical practice clients, your manufacturing clients, this is not a footnote. This is potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in immediate cash flow. But here's the problem. Walk into any business owner meeting right now and ask them if they know bonus depreciation is back at 100%. Most will stare at you. Why? Because the tax press covered it last July. The mainstream business press buried it. And your clients are not reading IRS news releases between ordering inventory and managing payroll. That is exactly where the opportunity lives. The CPA firms winning right now are not the ones with the fanciest offices or the lowest fees. They are the ones showing up in their clients' inboxes, in their LinkedIn feeds, and yes, in their earbuds, with clear explanations of what just changed and why it matters to decision makers today. I want to share three specific ways this plays out for a real CPA firm's client base. First, the construction client who delayed equipment purchases because they thought bonus depreciation was gone forever. At the old 40% phase-out schedule, a $500,000 excavator only gave them a $200,000 first-year write-off. Under OBBBA, the full $500,000 comes off immediately. That client just went from cautious to ready to buy, and they need to hear that from someone they trust. If you are not the voice explaining it, they will find another advisor who is. Second, the physicians group with $3 million in diagnostic equipment on order. The old Section 179 limit would have left $1.5 million unprotected. The new $2.5 million limit plus 100% bonus depreciation covers virtually all of it. That is not a tax return conversation. That is a strategic planning conversation. And it should happen before the equipment arrives, not next February during tax prep. Third, the family-owned manufacturer contemplating a facility upgrade. They heard bonus depreciation phased out and they assumed it was gone. They need to hear from you, personally, that the rules changed again, in their favor, permanently. That is the kind of update that shifts a relationship from transactional to advisory. Now, here is what I see at Pod Bros Media when we help CPA firms build their content systems. The firms that generate consistent advisory revenue all do one thing differently. They turn their expertise into recorded assets that work while they sleep. A short podcast explaining the OBA changes. A 5-minute video breaking down Section 179 with a real client scenario. A blog post that ranks when a business owner Googles bonus depreciation 2026. Each one of those assets becomes a trust signal. It pre-qualifies the prospect before the discovery call. It shortens the sales cycle from months to weeks, and it positions your firm as the advisor who shows up when everyone else is waiting for tax season to start. I see this play out in our Scottsdale studio every week. A CPA shows up for one recording session. We turn that session into a podcast episode, short-form video clips, a blog article, and social content that runs for 30 to 60 days. One conversation, 1 hour, becomes their entire client-facing marketing for the next quarter. No ad spend, no chasing algorithms, just their actual expertise, packaged so their clients and prospects can find it on demand. And let me be direct about something. Your content does not need to be flashy. It needs to be clear. The business owner who just realized they can write off a $500,000 purchase this year does not care if your video has a Hollywood production budget. They care that you explained it in plain English, gave them a real number, and made it obvious why calling you is the next step. So ask yourself this: if a prospect in your market Googled bonus depreciation 2026 or OBA tax changes today, would they find you? Would they land on your website, your podcast, or your LinkedIn profile? Or would they land on a tax software blog or a generic news article that sends them somewhere else? The firms that own that search result are not necessarily bigger than you. They are just louder in the right places, with the right message, at the right time. And in 2026, with these changes now permanent, there is no excuse for your voice to be missing. If you are ready to turn your expertise into the kind of content that wins advisory clients before tax season starts, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. We will map out exactly what one recording session looks like for your firm and how to turn it into 60 days of authority-building content. I am Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook. I will see you in the next episode.